Hello and welcome to the Monday, April 8th, 2013 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I am today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Penny stock spam is on the up again now. This was a big thing a few years ago, then it kind of died up. But lately, there are very specific formats of the spam that keep coming up. It's pretty easy to filter it out. It's not really malicious other than the fact that it tries to trick you into buying some stock that's overhyped, so whoever bought it before can sell it. The way these scams usually work is where a small group of people or an individual is buying a very low traded stock. Just by buying it, they give it a little bounce, the price will increase, then they use that price and that price increase and the email to convince others to also jump in on what looks like a great opportunity so they can sell their own stock at an inflated price. And well, while we're talking about stock markets, there's also bitcoins. Bitcoins are, of course, on everybody's mind. And last week, there were a couple of security-related items when it comes to Bitcoin. First of all, one of the Bitcoin exchanges was under an intense denial of service attack, preventing people from trading their Bitcoins, which then, of course, caused people to try and sell their Bitcoins because it kind of put the entire concept a little bit in question for them. And the price of Bitcoins, which was kind of at an all-time high, did drop quite significantly. And then, of course, one way to get Bitcoins is to actually calculate them yourself. Now, this is an intended way how you are getting a Bitcoin, so-called Bitcoin mining. So it's nothing really bad in doing this. It's a pretty computational intense operation. So some people buy special graphics card to do that, and there are now some dedicated sort of Bitcoin mining appliances that you can buy, or you can do what someone else did and create a botnet that will then mine Bitcoins on your behalf on systems it takes over. So essentially this botnet, which apparently spread via Skype instant messages, was used to then infect the victim machines and have a Bitcoin mining software running on these infected machines. And then we have yet more proof that when it comes to cryptography, the key management and human error are frequently the weak link. AMI, the motherboard manufacturer, leaked its private key that is used to sign its firmware. This in particular important since modern motherboards started implementing UEFI. UEFI is actually a pretty neat feature in that it cryptographically validates the BIOS before the system boots, and with that can also securely boot an operating system. That has been somewhat controversial with Windows 7, Windows 8, of course, trying to lock systems to its own software. But with this leaked key, it is now possible for anybody to create firmware that will be validated by UEFI. This particular leak apparently is just the result of a human error, so there wasn't any particular hack involved or anything like that. Just some vendor, not AMI itself, did place this key on a random FTP server. And home-based routers are under attack again with five new vulnerabilities that are so far unpatched, released against Linksys routers. Four of these vulnerabilities affect the EA2700 router, and one affects the good old WRT54GL. The WRT54GL is the router that runs Linux by default, and it suffers from a cross-site request forging vulnerability that can be used to flash the firmware in the router. The four vulnerabilities in the EA2700 do cover sort of your standard web application vulnerabilities, starting with cross-site scripting, file path traversal, password change without authentication, and then source code disclosure. In particular, the password change is really easy to pull off, just one simple post request, and you can change the password. Looks like the actual URL that performs the action is not actually doing authentication correctly, which again is very typical web application flaw. The file path traversal vulnerability can also then be used to retrieve different files from the system, but then again you need to know a little bit more about where to look. Well, that's it for today, so thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.